It had not, Prince Narmin reflected, as he gazed out of the window of his family's sumptuous suite at the clouds welling up above the Stiven Mountains to the west, lit with the crimson and gold fire of sunset, been the sort of day he'd once looked forward to spending in Telesburg. In one way, it was a great relief. He'd come out of the conflict with a crown still on his head, even if its authority had been rather severely diminished, and with a close familial relationship with what bade fair to become one of the most, if not the most, powerful dynasties in the history of Safehold. On the other hand, it was probably at least as likely that the dynasty in question, to which his and his family's fortune was now inescapably tied, would find itself exterminated by a vengeful church. And, he acknowledged to himself, there was also that other minor bit about who he'd expected to be swearing fealty to whom. "I think I rather like them, actually," a voice said from behind him, and he turned from the window to face Olivia. "I presume you're referring to our new sovereign lord and lady," he said, with a slightly crooked smile, and she snorted. "Actually, I was referring to the second and third undercooks," she said, and he laughed. "I never really disliked Caleb or his father, my dear. They were adversaries, and I'll admit, if only to you, that I found their persistence in surviving everything Hector or I attempted rather trying upon occasion. But it was never personal for me the way it was for Hector. Although, to be totally fair," his smile faded slightly, "given my involvement in efforts to eliminate both of them, I'm astonished that Caleb appears to cherish so little animosity." "I don't think either of them do cherish much animosity," she said seriously. One of Narmin's eyebrows rose, but he only waited for her to complete her thought. Olivia Bates was a very intelligent woman. More than that, she was the one person in the entire world Narmin trusted without any reservation. Like Caleb's and Charlian's, theirs had been an arranged marriage of state, but it had become far more than that over the years, and Narmin had often wished it had become possible to name Olivia to his official royal council. That, unfortunately, had been out of the question. But that hadn't prevented him from listening very carefully to her on the infrequent occasions when she'd offered an opinion. "And," he thought, "now that we have an empress who's also a queen in her own right, naming a woman to a mere prince's council probably just got a lot more possible, didn't it? I'm not saying either of them exactly loves you yet, dear," she continued now, with a ghost of a smile, and reached up to lay one hand against his cheek. "I'm sure that once they get to know all the sterling qualities hiding under that shy and modest exterior of yours, they'll come to love you. But in the meantime, there are those minor matters of assassination attempts and wars." "Assassination attempts?" Narmin did his very best to look totally innocent, with a notable lack of success. "Oh, don't be silly, Narmin," Olivia scolded. "Despite your best efforts to protect me from the sordid realities, I have heard all the rumors about that assassination attempt on Caleb, you know. And even though I love you as both my husband and the father of my children, I've never cherished any illusions about the seriousness with which you played the great game, I think you've called it." This time, Narmin's eyes widened in genuine surprise. Olivia had seldom expressed herself quite so bluntly. And she was right about at least one thing. He truly had attempted to shield her from the frequently distasteful and unpleasant decisions he'd found himself compelled to make as a player of the game. "Let's be honest with ourselves here, Narmin," he told himself. "Yes, you were compelled to make some of those decisions, but the real reason you played the game was because you enjoyed it so much. Unfortunately, you didn't end up winning it, although I suppose I could also argue that I haven't exactly lost it yet either." Something of his thoughts must have shown in his expression, because his wife shook her head.